Hotmail.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. Welcome to the program. Our number is 888-340-3373. Once again, 888-340-3373. Ooh, hey,
Kevo. Hey, Stevie B. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
I just assume that, like, everyone's listening and they know who we are.
Yeah, just because you're out of practice. You've been in Rome for 3 weeks.
I know.
Doing, important stuff, making a movie.
Roman stuff.
Yeah, let's not get too... not stretch the whole when in Rome thing too much.
Coming from me, thinking of the source is what you're saying. You're saying when it's coming from Stephen Baldwin...
As we would be idiots not to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What do you need? What is that for? Oh, for my earbud, yes.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, our intrepid producer.
I can get it. Lean over here.
Has done me a huge favor. I have these pair of earbuds that from time to time will allow one of the buds to actually come off inside my ear.
Now, I should be very caring and loving right now.
Yeah.
But if this were me, if this thing were stuck in my ear.
I'm actually hoping that Nick's, for the television audience, I hope he's actually getting a close-up of this, because this is actually...
If my earbuds came out in my ear...
This is great live television to have Kevin McCullough digging...
Let me do my interpretation now. I'm an actor.
You want to call the play-by-play on this? Because this is really...
No, if I were you and you were me digging out of your... That's disgusting.
Oh, man.
That thing just... You just birthed something out of your ear canal.
That's, said the man who was once called...
A parasitical host.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
Ba-dum-psh.
Now, there's no ba-dum-chum. He actually was. And, how many eggs did they lay? Like 5,000 under your skin?
But that was beyond my control. You have control of your earbuds.
You went to the jungle totally of your own free will.
No.
Yes,
don't spin it.
Yes, you did.
Don't spin it.
And then you were out there.
Just because you have a creepy earbud.
Doing weird stuff, anyway.
Just because you're kind of kinky
in that
way. Thank you,
Jackie. I'll keep the paperclip. The pink, I think it was the pink that caused it to work. It needed that lady's touch to get the earbud out.
Is there any solution to your earbud issue?
Not really. I think it may happen again before the night's over.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope it doesn't, but it's been doing that to me a little bit lately. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, great start to the broadcast tonight, kids.
Sure.
Where else can you go on radio and watch a guy get his earbud taken out of his ear with a pink paperclip? I'm just saying.
Say pink paperclip 10 times fast.
Yeah.
So
welcome home.
Thanks, man. You know what I did for the last 4 minutes out in the parking lot?
People that don't know where Stevie B has been. Stevie B has been in Rome.
I say it.
Shooting the movie Sights of Death.
Right.
Which I've looked up on IMDb. There's no publicity shots available yet.
But it's on IMDb.
It is on IMDb.
With the cast.
It has the cast listed, yes.
Right. Can I just tell you something now?
By far, Stevie B has the coolest headshot of the cast members in the IMDb listing for Sights of Death.
Worse than anything I ever experienced in relation to being a parasitical host.
Yes.
I spent 3 weeks with Rutger Hauer, people.
You've been talking about this since you went to Italy. Like, did he stalk you in your sleep or something?
I mean, talk about
Blade Runner, right?
Now, remember Colonel Walter E. Kurtz, played by Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, and how he
vaguely. This is a little before my time, but go ahead.
It's iconic and epic, and
right.
You're in a box of your own thing.
Said the man who's never read The Lord of the Rings. Go ahead.
I have ADD. I have a problem reading. And then, you know, like Hannibal Lecter, there are these iconic characters where they kind of like took
Lecter,
control of the person's mind.
Yes.
You know, so to speak.
Yes.
I want a view, Clarice. You know, like that.
I might serve it up with a side of fava beans tonight, Clarice.
The lamp's there.
Yes.
Screaming.
Well, back to the G-rated family show that this is. Go ahead.
So, Rutger Hauer.
Did he eat your face off or something? Is that what...
He might as well have.
Yeah.
He basically, in his own Blade Runner kind of way...
Right.
Put a big pen in my ear and
which
sucked
was shot
my
where?
Brains out.
Where was Blade Runner shot? Come on, Mr. Movie Guy.
I don't know where.
Come on. What town was Blade Runner shot in? Come on.
Your hometown.
Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you very much.
So anyway, Rutger Hauer, this guy's awesome. I mean, I've been sober 25 years, and sitting with this guy for 3 minutes...
Was better than any toast.
Is an acid trip, buddy. I'm just telling you right now. So, not condoning that.
What was the conversation like when you and Rutger Hauer would be sitting there doing whatever it was that you weren't doing?
Well, it's not really so much the conversation. It's his facial expressions.
Right.
Like, you'll sit there
Does
and go,
Does he not
like,
really talk? Does he just, like, look?
No. He listens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, some symphony of expressions occurs on his face.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting there going, like, hey, man, you know, like, how about all that security over there in Russia for the Olympics? And he'll go.
Yeah. For those of you listening by way of radio.
Get close up there, Nick. Give me close up,
babe. It is primarily a radio show.
Zoom in on me, babe.
He is now doing some sort of weird facial expression with his face.
Right.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's.
It scared you. It kept you in your place. You walked the straight and narrow because Rutger Hauer was staring at you in odd ways for the 3 weeks.
In fear, I walked the straight and narrow.
That's what I said.
This guy, like, you know, like when you see in, like, sci-fi movies.
Why do you think
movies?
I got Rutger Hauer placed on that film?
There you go. But you know in movies, like creepy movies where, like, all of a sudden the octopus thing, like, slaps itself on the guy's face, and all you see is his eyes
like
in
out
terror.
Of the blue, yeah.
Like, I was waiting for Rutger's face to come off and wrap around my face and, you know what I mean, just, like, attack me.
Okay, we get the idea.
So,
you were mortally
okay now.
Afraid of Rutger Hauer the whole time you were in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Can I tell one quick story?
Absolutely.
So, like, we do this thing.
It's your radio show.
Where
I mean,
we have this scene where I'm the hero and he's the bad guy.
Right, because you and Danny Glover, I actually did some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
You're like rebel agents.
And that guy looks like Rutger Hauer, that skater.
Nobody can see that. Stop that.
There's a guy skating.
We're not allowed to show that on TV. That's proprietary, copywritten.
Well, it's just a TV behind
Hey, squirrel, pay attention.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you were saying.
That guy looks like Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, see the guy on the right?
Yep.
We block this scene
mm-hmm.
where we're in this, like, smoke-filled mystical room.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, that helps a lot. There's a smaller one over your right shoulder.
Stevie B cannot do his radio show if the Olympics are on a television just above my shoulder.
Yeah.
Now back to your regularly scheduled Ball McCullough Live.
Ball McCullough Live.
Yes, you were saying?
In a smoky, mysterious room,
yes.
I'm hero, he's bad guy.
Right.
So we have to block out...
Like it would go the other way around.
You never know. Where we have to block out, we're firing guns with blanks.
Right.
So for the camera and focus in this, like I do my stuff. So
right.
I go, okay, camera guy, I'll be here, and I'll turn, and I'll do like a cool macho look, and I'll go, bang!
Right.
And then I'll come over here, and I'll go, bang! And then, right? And then Rutger goes.
Right.
And Rutger goes, yes, okay, maybe I'll be here. And,
that's really how he talks?
Perhaps I'll fire. And
how old is he?
Then I'll turn over here and I'll fire in this direction. And then literally they do the first take and they go, action. And he steps in front of the camera and he shoots straight up in the air, screams, turns his back to camera, empties his gun, shooting away from the camera, turns back to the lens and goes, nah, and runs off.
That's
and everyone, and the director goes, cut, brilliant.
That's just for the credits.
And I go, what?
Yeah.
What? What?
He's just got it going on. You're a little out of practice at this. You haven't been in a Blockbuster in a while.
No, that's not the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, I thought it was. My bad.
It's the difference between reality and Rutger Hauer's, what I'm trying to say.
Speaking of reality, did you catch that opening ceremonies last night at the Olympics?
No.
The lovely bride and I did.
Yeah.
It was quite the conversation going on the McCullough couch. We will visit some of that. In fact, can you flip the screen for the people that are watching right now? Normally you see, if you're watching this on Biz TV or UAN, you see Times Square. It's a live shot. It's our outdoor cameras looking into Times Square. But Mark is about to put on the screen for us something that was not reality last night.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
See this? These are snowflakes that turn into the Olympic rings, right? And there's five Olympic rings, and they're supposed to all, like, meld together.
Is this what we saw in America?
But something didn't happen there, and we want to talk about this when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Mana Bolso here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York tonight, and those of you watching on the UAN and Biz TV, thank you for being there. Those of you watching on Channel 17 in New York City, we just made this big announcement this week. You're going to start getting the Kevin McCullough Show on a daily basis at 3 in the afternoon on your TV screen there. That's kind of cool, so we hope you'll come out for that each day. But every Saturday night, live from New York here, it's Baldwin McCullough in some form or another. I mean, sometimes Baldwin may be in Rome. But it's still Baldwin McCullough, and we're still here. So thanks to you for being here as well. Now, Stephen, yesterday the Olympic Games got underway. They got underway like Wednesday. In fact, I felt bad. The U.S. had a competitor who had to walk into the opening ceremonies last night on crutches because she's in like the something that starts before the opening ceremonies, like snowboarding or something. I don't remember what her exact sport was. But she, like, shattered her knee on, like, the first day of the Olympics. Mm. So she didn't even get to march in the opening ceremony. She had to be rolled in. And then she tried to, like, crutch it, like, halfway around the seating to get to her seat. Couldn't do it. Had to go wheelchair the rest of the way. But can you imagine? Train your whole life. You get to the Olympics. First day out. And there's no way that it can get, you know, healed in time to compete. So she's just a spectator the rest of the way. Felt bad for
In what event?
It was one of them that started prior to the opening ceremony. So it was either snowboarding or something. Hmm. But I don't cross-country see. It was one of those outdoor, icy, snowy things. Hmm. But last night was the opening ceremony. Well, last night, which was really like, I don't know, noon New York time. And for those of you watching on television, you see between Stephen and I here, there's these things that were rolled out at the opening ceremonies. They were the Olympic rings, and they started out as snowflakes. They floated across the main part of the auditorium or the what's that called? The stadium. Mm-hmm. And then they were supposed to open like these four ones do here and turn into the Olympic rings, which right. is kind of a cool illusion, right? It's like, hey, wow, check that out. Well, the rest of the world saw that the ring that would normally be red. The red circle did not open.
Mm.
It stayed a snowflake.
Except in Russia.
Yeah. Interestingly, somehow, and I think we have an actual picture of that. Let's see if I can pull that up here. Well, I'll pull that up in a second. Anyway, Mr. Putin's in his suite last night, right?
I'm dying for your Putin impersonation.
He's been to an NFL game. He's got the big like luxury suite, right? And he's checking his BlackBerry. And he's just, you know, doing his thing. And they see the rings come out, and they start to open. And the little retarded ring over here, which means slow. I'm not disparaging anybody. That's what the word means. But it's not doing what it's supposed to do because it's
a challenged ring.
It's underdeveloped.
It's challenged.
So the retarded ring, the red retarded ring, would not open. And the producer goes,
oh, this is not good. I cannot do this well.
He's going to kill me.
So immediately he goes, cue up the rehearsal footage.
Right.
And they beamed that to the Russian television that was in the stadium there. So Mr. Putin, he's all,
I am checking my BlackBerry and I am looking at my messages.
No, but here's my
and
Putin impersonation.
And he,
1, 2, 3.
No, he didn't look at the screen. He's barely going on outside of the peripheral vision.
Oh, he wasn't paying attention.
Not really. So they switched in on him really fast, and when he looks up, it's all five rings, and they're open perfectly.
Really?
And you're like, huh, that's kind of interesting. Now, of course, NBC showed the entire globe this, the four rings with the one not open. And, you know, there's things like Twitter and Facebook
right.
and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook.
Can I do my Barack Obama impersonation?
Sure.
In this moment?
let me
look
be clear.
At the retarded one.
Yeah.
That silly Putin.
The little red ring. So so now, less than 24 hours later,
we have now figured out that the all rings did not they did not open as they were
one,
supposed
two,
to.
Three, four,
we have four rings open. We have one two, very dysfunctional three, ring that does not open.
Four retard.
It just so happens to be the red ring. I just think that's hilarious.
You think it was an act of God, Kevin?
I'm not going to say that. But I did think, here's what I did think. I thought.
All right,
that,
well, I am going to say it.
Okay, fine. Who cares? I hadn't given it 2 seconds thought, to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
If God was trying to humble Putin or not, I don't know. I haven't given any thought. But I do think this is interesting. Last night, NBC made a really big deal about the industrialization age of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were calling it.
Where are you going with this?
The rest of the world called it the tyranny of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
But NBC, Matt Lauer in particular, called it a pivotal experiment in world government. And then he said, because they were celebrating the different eras of Russian history as the things were rolling into the stadium, and they had these weird art installations that were kind of like this, but they were all doing their thing. And the one that comes in during that era is all in red. And it's hammers and sickles and people rolling upside down in barrels, which I'm guessing they did that a lot. Put him in that barrel. We push him into the Black Sea. And that's where. But anyway, there were millions of people that died during the industrialization era mm-hmm. of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lauer kept talking about, well, you know, the Russians lost 20 million people in the industrialization era. And I'm like, really? They lost them? Where'd they put them? Hey, where was Fred? He was here a second ago, I promise. They just, like, gone.
Fred?
Hey, Fred!
Is that a Russian name?
Fred Ruski, where are you? So I'm like, no, Matt. No, Mr. Matt. Open a history book, Lauer. Come on.
I'm glad you're
the anchor of some NBC station. And Obama had the gall to call O'Reilly and his network propagandist the week before. That was really funny. But anyway, so Lauer said it was a pivotal experiment in world governance. No, they didn't lose hundreds of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't misplace them. They didn't, like, put them down and forget, oh, like my keys, where are they? No, they killed them. They put bullets in their head, they put them in the barrels, they rolled them down into the Black Sea, or they moved them to uninhabitable portions of the Russian country.
Right.
Back where it's like 0 degrees in the summertime.
It's some other kind of pivotal.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm really puzzled by, because I thought we'd made all this advancement in world governance, and I thought that the socialist way to go, which is still Putin's, he was a KGB dude. He was like, he was sympathetic to the old Soviet hardliners.
You ever see him with his shirt off?
When do you not see him with his shirt off? That's the only thing you do see. Anyway, back in the day, you know, the Soviets, they were... they just did away with
they
people
that
disagreed with them. But it's funny because our president kind of idealizes a lot of the same things that they do. And this poor producer last night, do you think he shot the footage in there because he really was afraid that he was going to get shot today? I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. Did he do it to save his life? Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yes, he is.
He's Kevin McCullough.
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I just make trouble. I'm just a troublemaker. 888-340-3373. All right, so let me... Now, 24 hours after the ring did not open...
But tell me this again.
Yes.
So you had the animation of these snowflakes that were supposed to morph into the rings of
right,
the Olympics.
Right, and they're these great, big, huge plastic things. They're not small things. They're big mechanical...
They were really... They weren't just animation on the screen. They were
oh,
in,
no,
the, they were,
yeah,
in
yeah.
the stadium.
Yeah.
All right, so one of them didn't work.
Four of them opened perfectly, just like they did in rehearsal.
So within that situation, that guy controlling what people see in Russia flips it to the rehearsal where it worked properly.
Right.
So that President Putin,
in his suite, got something that the rest of the world did not get.
Right. And he didn't see the problem.
No.
Okay.
So now with Twitter and Facebook and people sitting at home, like the lovely bride and I were last night, going, well, that's not good. And that's almost an exact play-by-play of what happened last night. This morning at the press conference in Sochi, the producers get quizzed about it. And
the Russian producers.
Let's go to the tape. I've actually got this. The producer of the live event, Konstantin Ernst, is the Sochi opening ceremony producer.
And Konstantin.
I will translate for you here. But here's Konstantin.
This is a problem when I know something that you know.
Okay. Well, try your Russian out on somebody else. Anyway, here's what he said.
Все было так, как было на стадионе. И есть национальная
версия. There was России, the Olympic Broadcast Services version, which showed everything as it was at the stadium.
Мы сидели в наушниках со всеми.
And then there was the Russian national version and the NBC version.
Мы понимали, что
when we understood just minutes before that the ring didn't open, we gave the command to the Russian studio, which was controlling the Russian signal, to show the opening of the ring from the rehearsal. And if you're watching on television, there's Putin, there's the ring, it's all open. He said the rings were the most simple technological thing. We know all the world watches the opening ceremony. And that was... and that was the producer actually confessing to... He actually confessed to everything we just said. So, if he's not a dead man before... Well, here's what I don't understand. Aren't we in this enlightened era? We got Twitter and social media and all this stuff. Won't people forgive him? Can't Putin forgive a mechanic? I mean, he's not Stalin,
kill
right?
Kill him!
He's not... Like, that version of the Soviet Union, that's dead, right? That doesn't come back,
I hope Putin gets all of Russia to chant, kill, 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 Konstantin, kill, kill, kill.
Yeah. That, we don't really still live in that era, do we?
Well, it's kind of cool sometimes.
See, this would be a little strange, I think.
I'm just kidding.
And here's where I'm not kidding. Joe Stalin killed millions of people.
Joe?
He came to power in the 1920s. Joseph Stalin.
Fred.
What are you, two?
No, you said Fred as a Russian, and then you call Stalin Joe.
That was his name.
You're just mellow tonight.
That was his name.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, in the 1920s, he came to power. He consolidated all the different ministries and became like the grand uber over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of rubbed Lenin out. Lenin was kind of on his deathbed and saw to it that he... And then he stepped up and he controlled like everything in the Soviet Union, which was all the bumper countries from World War II, plus Russia. He started reaching into China and North Korea. Like,
I know all
communism.
This.
Okay. So in that era, the media did act this way. If they were embarrassed on the public stage, someone would die.
Right.
That's where people disappeared into Siberia, and you never heard from them again.
Go ahead.
Last night, Matt Lauer said they lost them. They. I'm sorry.
Don't even go off on Lauer. I have my own Lauer issues.
Lauer's an idiot. At least, if anything like last night was an example. But so anyway, he's is this producer, did he purposefully have the rehearsals just so that he could save his life?
Could be.
Do we think, 888-340-3373, I'm really curious, do you think that we still live in the day, is Putin such a bad guy that we believe that he is the equivalent of Joseph Stalin? He's ready to kill somebody that embarrasses Russia on the national
Never
stage?
Never seen Stalin with his shirt off.
I don't think you wanted to. He was only like 5'4".
Right.
But and what does that say about President Obama, who has patterned much of his governance after the socialists and the ones that came to power? I can prove it to you that he has.
Stalin, Putin, Obama.
Is there a similarity? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Is it Is that the day we still live in? Are we in the middle of the second Cold War?
Four radio talk show hosts
in a village called Kadwa.
Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673.
Or go to domuchgood.com.
That's 855-916-4673.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
All right, it's Saturday night from Baldwin McCullough Live in New York, and if you missed the opening ceremonies last night, the rings that were supposed to make the Olympic logo, they came out as snowflakes. They were dancing across the stadium as snowflakes. And then they four of them turned into the actual Olympic logo. And for those of you watching on television, you can see that, well, this little retarded one over here just stayed a snowflake.
Right.
And that's unfortunate because evidently the producers, well, they got wind that it wasn't going to work right or something was wrong. They were running you think about, I mean, we know a little bit about production, Stephen. If you're going to have that happen, you have to have like the rehearsal footage running on a separate player, ready to just switch over to it in a moment's notice.
Yep.
And so the little snowflake that couldn't, it started not opening, and they go, oh, hit the other footage, boom, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Putin has in his luxury suite at the box at the stadium. He has big, beautiful HD screens of five perfectly opened Olympic rings. And this bothered me all night. Is it real? Do we still live in the day in which the guys that get hired to do these kind of jobs are afraid for their life if something goes wrong?
Of course they are.
So the liberation of the Soviet Union didn't accomplish anything for human rights. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Right.
They've supposedly been liberated for however long since the end of Reagan's term when the Soviet Union fell. But this dude, like, he's a KGB, former KGBer. You know,
right.
they go out and take out your kneecaps in the middle of the night, and everybody's watching.
Well, I think obviously things over there have gotten better. You know, like the wall came down, and probably for most people, certain aspects of their existence are better, but not for the dude that controls the retarded ring.
Well,
you know, he rolled the dice when he decided, let me become like a fancy techno guy for the government, and I'll, you know, never realizing years ago when he made that choice, he'd be the guy pushing the button for the retarded ring, and now he's toast.
So he runs the it will, and which do you think would be worse? I mean, why didn't he just let Putin see the mistake?
Would you let Putin see the mistake?
Well, I would, but I'd be calling the shots from over here.
Well, that's not my question.
Like, if NBC is going to get it, don't you think there's no way that he's not going to find out about it?
Right.
But now he's been lied to.
Well, no, maybe the guy could just say that was my programming decision. It wasn't to deceive you, my
embarrassed
fear.
Mother Russia to the world. Like, if you're going to flip the switch, flip it on everybody. Send it to NBC, too.
Yeah. Well, why didn't he do that?
I don't know about that. I mean,
might be too late now.
Why just Putin's suite? That's kind of weird.
He's breaking salt with a hammer.
Let's go to line three. Ken's in Detroit listening to WDTK AM 1400. Hi, Ken. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that the one thing that I've been noticing about the coverage of the Olympics is how unbalanced, unjustified, I think, in comparison to the way the Olympics coverage was with the Chinese was done. I mean,
in what way? Explain what you mean.
Well, the way the Chinese ran the Olympics, the fact that the Chinese government is so much further corrupt, much more harsh on their people than the Russians are. Yet, when the Olympics with China was being held, there was very little criticism whatsoever. Now the Russians are holding the Olympics, criticism after criticism after criticism.
Well, I didn't hear. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't hear anything on NBC's coverage last night except glowing praise and abject neutrality on the history of the Soviet communist era of the host nation. I mean, Matt Lauer sat there and said, yeah, you know, the industrialization period, i.e. when Lenin and Stalin enslaved people and made them start working, you know, for, you know, mandated wages, and there was no private enterprise and everything got swallowed up by the state, and that got worse the longer Stalin was in power, they called it a pivotal experiment, a pivotal world political experiment. And I just found that to be insulting. They didn't lose millions of people. They killed them. They killed their own people. But NBC, to our audience, is saying, oh, well, this was a pivotal. No, we can be. Can't we take a moral position on that? Stalin was a son of a gun. He killed people. He shouldn't be celebrated at all. Why can't Matt Lauer say some of that?
Well, unfortunately, what's happened is we have people in the media today that worship that ideology.
Mm.
And that's why what I see even in our own government as far as corruption goes, now we haven't gotten to the violent end of it, but unfortunately, as far as corruption goes, the United States government today has become as corrupt as the Soviet government.
Well, let me ask you about that, Ken. And you're just an average listener, and we appreciate you calling in on Baldwin McCullough. Let me ask you about that. Well, here's the big crimes that Stalin committed. He consolidated power into a centralized force. Have we seen that in the last 6 years?
Obama's sure heading that way.
Yeah, I think one takeover of 1/6 of the economy through healthcare, I think you can say he's consolidated some power. Stalin used the police and the internal intelligence agencies against his own people. Have we seen that in the last 6 years?
I would say that, ask Snowden, I would say that we're heading in that direction.
Yeah. You got the IRS. You've got when Eric Holder went to the FISA court and said, "Oh, that reporter that works for Fox, he's a national security threat. We gotta tap his phone lines," and totally lied about him. But we've acted exactly the same way in the last 6 years. We've done the exact same things in the early stages that Stalin did,
except kill people.
How do we know that hasn't happened?
Oh.
We've used drones. We're using domestic drones to spy on Americans
but not
now.
Not kill people.
Well, we might have killed people in a war on terror that maybe shouldn't have been killed, depending on who we're looking at.
Ken, thanks for the call. I know Stephen thinks I'm off my rocker tonight, but is there a similarity between the fear that people have of Putin and what our government's doing to us right now in the United States? Do you think that's a fair comparison? 888-340-3373. Or is Kevin just, you know, off his loony, in the loony bin somewhere? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin's back. We're ready to take your call. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And, I'm loving this question. Are we seeing here in America under Obama and his administration similarities between
Mother Russia?
Dude, talk like a Russian, quick.
Mr. Putin does not tolerate the rings not opening from the snowflake. The snowflake must turn into the ring, or Mr. Putin will kill you.
That's much better than the first time you did it.
Do you understand?
Because like earlier you did it, and it was back to Count Chocula.
No, I wasn't doing El Chupacabra.
Yeah. but I love this question. Because how you were bothered last night with this question in your own mind and sensibility, and it was birthed out of a retarded...
Snowflake. Yeah. A snowflake with a disability.
The little snowflake that couldn't.
Yeah.
But I thought I was weird.
Well, and when I'm just watching the snowflake, that didn't bother me. It was finding out today that they had piped in...
Right.
Everybody thought that Putin saw the same thing the rest of us did. We just assumed, oh, that's what went out on the world feed. Because, you know, Twitter and Facebook and stuff, it's not like you could actually snow him. No, evidently somebody thought they could. So they piped in.
So this is like Russia's Snowden, only it's...
Snowden. So they open the ring, and Putin thinks all five rings open. It all looks good. And now I'm thinking, that dude, he better be running. Because not only did you embarrass Mother Russia...
Let me tell you something.
Now you lied to him.
Little old Constantine.
Now you lied to him.
You ain't going
to
see little old Constantine no more.
Suddenly, Constantine... Constantine who?
But, you know, you got to like look at the bright side.
Which is,
if he whacks him, right, if he does his little Putin thing...
I think we know what waxing is, yes.
At least it's not the same as, like, how they do it in North Korea. Which, by the way, you know, Un whacks the guy who didn't clap at his inauguration, who was, like, under his dad, feeds him to, like, 28 dogs, right?
I think there's a little bit of Putin that wants to whack those people. he just knows he can't get away with it quite yet.
And then Un kills, like, 8 other members of his family last week.
Yeah. But here's the
thing.
Now,
that's not nice.
Of course it's not. But Putin is pretending to be... a democratically elected leader. He's pretending to be
right.
A guy that is all into...
Like Barack Obama.
The similarities continue, do they not? So I'm sitting there last night. Okay, the ring doesn't work. That part. Then today I go, oh, man, the producer did that because he was afraid for his life. That's like the Cold War. And then I was thinking, in the 1920s, you know, Stalin did a bunch of stuff. What did he do? I went and looked it up. And I went to Wikipedia because, you know, anybody can update Wikipedia, and you know you're getting the best information.
Yeah. Stephen, go ahead.
So if you read everything about Stalin, 1920s, he just starts, like, absorbing more and more power. He just gathers more and more power into the centralized government, which he's running.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, he starts killing people, eventually, that didn't agree.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.